Sister Mary had cancer. She may not like me to say that. She did have it 12 years ago. God delivered her. Looked like the devil had her down a few days ago. But the test said, no, it's negative. God's still on the throne. But if she should die, listen to this. If she should die with cancer, if I should die with heart trouble, I guess I was having some light attacks a few years ago. You've heard Brother Jody come in and testify how he witnessed to me, and I feel that God touched me and miraculously healed me. But if I die tonight with a heart attack, the devil still hadn't got the victory. He hasn't, because just as sure as I stand here, grave, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Someday I'll shake my fist at the grave through Jesus Christ, for the healing power is right. You may be seated. God bless you. Right now, let's respond to the Word of God as Brother James McCoskey comes and brings us the Word of the Lord. Everybody say, God bless Brother McCoskey.
God bless Brother.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
You can imagine about how I feel. This great man of God that's been blessing you. And then also your great pastor that's capable of blessing you. But I would tell you this, I believe just a tiny little bit in mental telepathy. So if you start letting your brainwave say, look what we got tonight, I'm going to try to pick it up. I'll come around and see you after church. All right. Praise God. Praise God. I don't believe in it too strong. All right. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to hear the good things. Brother Rutledge was telling me just a few moments ago the letter that he got from this brother Howard. And it thrilled my heart when Brother Rutledge told me that the Lord had moved upon his heart to call this man. And I say the reason it thrilled me because it just tells us that God is capable of taking care of his people.
Right.
And when Brother Rutledge told me, I said, give me the man's address. And I sent him a little $20. Only regret I have, I didn't send him more and should have. But at least I thought this, that just a word and a few dollars from somebody that cares means a whole lot to people when they're down. I received a nice letter from him, and who knows, this may be the beginning of a great friendship between Pentecostal brethren, and at least we're glad to know that he's carrying on the work of God.
Hallelujah.
And if the Lord could do this for him, then he could do it for you and I. We are in need. And I believe that it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'm glad that we were not needing the money, but instead that we were able to give some little something. And you were able to give something to help somebody in need. Thank God for the goodness of God and all the things that God is doing for us and is going to do for us. You help us just for a few minutes as we look to the Word of God. If I can do nothing else tonight, maybe I can some way inspire your faith in the great big God that we love and serve. It's so good to be with all of you people. And my uncle's here tonight. He's got to be on steady here, hadn't he, and his wife. And we're certainly thrilled that they're just coming to church often. And the Lord bless them. All right, let's look to the scripture just for a few moments. In 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. These old glasses sort of fog up. Never thought I'd get old enough for these, but somehow I got there. 2 Kings 4 and 26. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. few weeks ago, or maybe, I don't know how long it's been, at Faith, I tried to preach a little bit from this, and since that time, I guess it's after you try to preach from passages of Scripture that after you get through, you decide you didn't do it justice, and then you get to thinking about it, and you want to go back and preach it again. So we'll try tonight to preach a little bit from this. This woman, to make the long story short, had been a great woman of kindness and had done good deeds for the man of God. It's just great to know that people are interested and concerned about the man of God. And you know how that she had fed the man of God, Elisha the prophet. Not only that, she decided that it would be right that they just build an extra room onto their house that could be all his. And any time he come by, he didn't have to seek permission or to come up and get them up. He could just go into his room at liberty. And God always rewards folks for the things they do for his cause.
That's right.
And we teach this and preach this, and there's denominational church folks that would stand and argue you for hours if they had to, that it pays to do good things for the church and for the people of God.
Hallelujah.
They may not have the Pentecostal experience, but they believe that God is a rewarder of those that are kind toward his people. This woman had been good to the man of God, and in turn, the man of God told her that she would have a child. Of course, the child was born according to the time that it was supposed to be. And then this child grew up, and then one day he took sick and he died. Of course, she immediately decided that the quickest she could get to the man of God, the better it would be. And that was the answer. And I still believe the church and the man of God is the best place to go in the time of trouble.
Sure.
And God, around the church, it's there we find God. I know that we can find God washing dishes. You can find God out at work, and you can get an answer to your prayers at home. But it's just something about the church. And something about the man of God, it's just good to keep in contact with them. So she heads as fast as she can to get to the man of God. And she told him, let that donkey go. Don't slow him up. Let him go. And she gets there, and God had not revealed to Elisha what was wrong. And he sends his servant out. And he asked these questions: is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it's well.
It's well.
Of course, that's faith, to believe that all is well.
All is well.
Because somehow she had grasped faith in the fact that if she could get to the man of God, all would be well. And after her correspondence with the man of God, he, of course, lets it be known that God had not revealed to him what was wrong. And then after she tells him that the child is dead, he offers her an alternative. He says to the servant, you go on. And perhaps perfect faith would enable her to say, all right, man of God, if you say, go, I'll go, and I'll take your servant, and I'm sure you'll reward, and God will reward the servant for going. But her faith was not in the servant.
Amen.
Her faith was in the fact that if you'll go, everything will be all right. What I'm trying to say tonight is that our faiths may vary at times. Sometimes our faith may even be weak.
That's right.
But whatever faith I have, I want to use that faith and put it to use. Thank God.
Sure.
Now, I still say, let me repeat again, if she'd have just said, man of God, you say the servant goes, that's fine. We're going. But she said, not so.
Hallelujah.
I will not leave you.
Amen.
Unless you go also. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
But the man of God said, all right, I'll go. You know what happened? The child was restored back to life.
Right.
Let me, just for a few moments, talk about men hearing from God, having perfect faith. Noah heard from God. God told him that it was going to rain.
Yes.
It's going to destroy the earth by water. I don't see any record or indication that God ever talked to Noah the second time.
All right.
But he just simply took God at his word.
Glory.
And believed that God would do what he said he would do. This is perfect faith.
All right.
Had it been me, I feel like that every year or two, in my human weakness, I'd have had to somewhere pray through and said, God, you'll have to let me hear again. I want to hear it again. And I know we Pentecostals, we get blue and discouraged, lonely and sad at times. I don't think it's such a great weakness for us to want to come to church. Just see God open up the windows of heaven and let us shout and praise God and speak in tongues.
Right.
Have a hallelujah time.
Right.
For what this indicates to me is that God is reassuring us that everything's all right.
Right.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank God for everything.
It's just good to hear from God. I seen my mother-in-law go to church on Sunday night. Man, just shout all over the place. And it's real. I mean, just blessed of God. Praying the altar with folks. And just work and work and get happy while she's praying with them. And I've seen her no later, 2 days from that, be just as long-faced and sad and blue about something. And I make a remark to my wife. Said, man, just Sunday night, she's shouting all over the place. And now she's sort of blue. I thought, well, this is the human side of us. What do? We just go back to church and get blessed of God again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are others that didn't have this perfect faith. Gideon was sitting down there one day just as lonely and blue as he could be.
Yes.
Feel like you didn't have any friends left. And you feel that way. Mm-hmm. You know you do. tell me you don't ever get discouraged. You do.
Yes.
You get lonely and blue.
Right.
Feel like you hadn't got any friends.
Yes.
But you have.
Right.
Get in an accident or sick. Bad sick in the hospital. And everybody runs and calls and
that's
checks
right.
on you. Sometimes it about takes us getting in the hospital for us to realize how many friends we have got.
That's
people
right.
are concerned about us.
That's right.
But he's sitting there just as blue as he can be because his people were being destroyed by the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Their crops were being taken.
Right.
Cattle was being stolen.
Uh-huh.
But the angel of God visited and told him that everything was going to be all right.
Everything.
God was on their side.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I guess the human side of a person would make a person question God and said, well, it don't look much like God's on our side.
Uh-huh.
We're just losing everything we got. People's hungry. We're destitute. The enemy's got us oppressed. But God reassures him that everything's all right.
Everything's all right.
But instead of Gideon just jumping up and hollering, hallelujah,
oh.
we're going to get busy and do what God says. He says, God, I want to fleece you. I want you to Give me a little more assurance.
Hallelujah.
And God looks at Gideon in his human weakness and answers his request.
Right.
And then he pushes God farther.
Uh-huh.
And God answers again.
Hallelujah.
But thank God for folks, once they get their feet on the ground.
Glory.
And get their faith established.
Right.
They head out in the right direction, and you couldn't stop Gideon from then on.
Glory,
thank God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
There are times that my faith may be weak. Times that your faith may be weak. But God's already done enough things in my life. I've already seen enough people blessed of God and filled with the Holy Ghost that I could never doubt God. Brother Rutledge just said a while ago, if God never heals us again, we can still stand and say, Jesus Christ can heal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woman of Canaan came to Jesus beseeching the Lord, wanting help, begging for help, destitute, sincere, desperate. Sometimes does us well to get desperate with God. Convince God that we're sincere and we mean business. The disciples, of course, trying to turn her away. But when you get hungry enough and in need of enough something from God, it's hard to be discouraged.
That's right.
It's like folks wanting the Holy Ghost. They ever get that burning, yearning desire in their heart like they ought to. You can't stop them from praying. Nothing in the world will discourage them from praying. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus turns to her. He puts a test to her faith and says, it's not right to take the children that belong to the bread and give it to dogs. And she accepted what he said and said, that's the truth. But she quickly came back with this reply. I know that's right. And I don't want anything that belongs to somebody else.
Oh God, that's all.
I don't want your time. I wouldn't dare ask you to go to my house and waste any precious time that belongs to the children. But Lord, you know that the dogs get the crumbs. And that's all I want. You just take enough time to speak the word and say, my daughter's healed. And I'll take it from there and believe that it'll be so. Thank God for this kind of faith. And Jesus turned and said, I have not found so great a faith. No, not in all of Israel. Sometimes gets a little disturbing to me to see people that are not Pentecostal get prayers answered sometimes quicker than we do. And it belongs to us.
That's
healing
right.
Belongs to us.
Right.
Thank God it's ours.
That's right.
We're in the family of God. It's promised to us. We've obeyed God. We're his children.
Right.
We have fellowship with him. Thank God we've got a right to claim it more than any people in the world.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thomas standing there one day after Jesus had risen from the grave. He said, Lord, I just can't believe. Unless I can see your nail-scarred hands, and I'm going to have to feel your pierced side, I just can't believe. But after Jesus let him feel his side and see his hands, Thomas spoke these words that Trinitarians hadn't been able to do anything with since.
That's right.
My Lord, my God,
hallelujah.
Somebody said old Doubting Thomas. Well, I'd rather see a man just be honest.
Right.
Then to put on the front.
All right.
He was wanting to believe.
Oh.
Trying to believe.
Right.
Reaching for some faith. But he said, God, I need some more assurance. I want to be sure of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
amen.
Once he. But he took what faith he had.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Oh, God, let me take what faith I've got. Some folks said the Pentecostals don't have any faith. That's not true. We got a world of faith.
Right.
Hi, Lord. We believe God tonight. Bless us and take care of our needs. And we testify about God. And we praise the Lord. And we thank him for all the things he's done for us. We got worlds of faith. We use what faith we have. Thank God and reach for more.
Reach for more.
Hallelujah.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at the centurion's servant. Mm-hmm. Was sick, about to die. Mm-hmm. He sent word for Jesus to do something for him. And while Jesus was on his way, this man sent his servants out to meet the Lord. He said, tell the Lord to stop. Don't come any further. I am not worthy for him to walk under my roof.
Bless God.
Because I'm also a man of authority.
Hallelujah.
And I thought and looked at this and wondered, oh God, if I had been there and heard Jesus is coming to your house. How honored I would have felt and how elated I would have felt that the Lord was going to pay me a visit.
Right.
But here the man in his humility says, don't come under my house. Don't come under my roof. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy that you should even step under the roof of my house.
Oh, God.
But just stop where you are and speak the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're talking about faith. And this is hell. Thank God. For this man realized that that individual or that person, I believe he realized he was more than a person. That he was divinity. He said, I'm not good enough for him to come. This was supposed to have been a good man. He had the reputation of a good man. He had done many kind things for the Jews. But he said, no, no, no.
Oh.
I only marshal an army. I only am able to tell them to come and to go. But that one that's coming, he gives life. He takes life. He holds the world in his hand. He can feed the multitude.
Yeah.
He can heal the sick.
Right.
He can raise the dead. He's too much for me. Stop and just speak the word. And I'll go from there. Hell, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, when I realize what God has done for us Pentecostals. Sometimes just little things. But my, they just thrill me when I hear about them. Some years ago, young evangelist with a small child back in them rough days. And this preacher had put him up a little place in the church. And that morning they didn't have any butter. And the child said, Dad, don't have any butter. He said, well, we prayed for butter. So they prayed for butter. And he sat down and he didn't eat. Just sitting there. And his daddy said, what's the matter? He He said, we prayed for butter. I'm waiting on the butter. About that time, somebody knocked on the door. And a lady said, God laid it on my heart to bring y'all a half a pound of butter. And I thought, oh, God, children, this is what it's all about.
Right.
Just simply believe in God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Marlow was telling us some time ago about an old country preacher down there where they grew up. And it's just good to be country.
Yes,
God, it's just something about it that I like it.
Uh-huh.
Most of you folks country. Grew up, took a bath in a wash tub. You can put on a big front if you want to, but I know you. I've been knowing most of you all my life. Poor Joe Turkey. Didn't have electricity till you was grown. Some of you didn't have it then. But we just country folks. But this poor country preacher, he was got out on his knees and he said, God, I sure would like to have some honey. So then he said, God, give me some honey. It ain't going to be no harder. Just give me some fresh bread and some milk to go with it.
Yes.
God's going to do one. He just will do them all. Ain't no harder anyway. So here he gets up. He takes off down through there and he hears this hive of bees. You know, they take off to tree. He went out there and cut that tree and got him a wash tub full of honey. He brought that honey back, and this lady came over and said, I don't know, said, I made the bread today and said, somehow I come out with an extra couple loaves. Said, I decided to bring it over to the preacher. Thank God. It just pays to give it to the man of God. Give it to the work of God. God's trying to bless you, just let him bless you. Don't try to take off with God's two loaves of bread after he give it to you extra. Just bring it on over to God's people. So he had the bread, and then this another lady came in and she said, I don't know why, but said today, this morning, and tonight, my cow gave a half a gallon of milk extra this morning, a half a gallon tonight. So I decided I'd just give you the gallon of milk. This may not seem like much, but when you poor country folks and want some honey and some bread and some milk, it's a whole lot.
That's right.
Thank God. Somebody said, how much is a dime? It's a whole lot when you need to go to Chicago and like a dime having the bus fare. It's a whole lot when you need a dime. Thank God, it can mean a lot. I was down in Mississippi some years ago, and this old preacher was up preaching, and it just thrilled my heart. God told him to go to Dallas to hold a revival meeting. And he got in that old T-model, he said, and headed down the road toward Dallas and said, he had one tire just about to blow out. He got down the road a ways, and here was an old boy just flagging him down. Said he stopped. He said, mister, I like the quarter having enough to ride the bus to Dallas. And said, if you'll take me to Dallas, he said, I'll give you all I got. He said, get in, man. God, let you be a quarter short so we both can go to Dallas. Thank God. Said he had a dollar and a quarter when he left, and he went into the service station. Man said, I got one good tire here. It's a dollar and a quarter. He said, that's the tire. Put it on. Thank God. I believe that. I believe God works, answers prayer, takes care of folks. We're talking about faith. Do things for God. Hallelujah. And to receive things from God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But this woman cried out to the man of God, all is well. All is well.
All is well.
Somehow tonight I feel like everything's well. Praise God.
Glory, glory.
The preacher's got strep throat, but all is well. Thank God. A lot of sick folks in the church, but all is well.
All
Sister Bishop's been in hospital and bad physical condition, but all is well. Thank you. Same God that healed her when he told the doctors, told her before years ago she'd never live, is still alive today. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Cold weather's on, the light bills is high, but all is well. Praise God. I believe that tonight.
Amen.
For somehow or another, if we keep ourselves associated with the church and the man of God and Jesus Christ as head of the church, everything is going to be well. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My voice wasn't shot tonight. I'd pull my coat off, and for about 15 minutes, I'd try to. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I want to take that faith that I have tonight and put it to use. Praise God.
That's right.
I may be in the hospital tomorrow, but if I'm in the hospital, I'll tell folks Jesus Christ can heal.
All the way.
Thank God. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Oh, when I think of it, how far God's brought us, Pentecostals. How far God's brought us. How far God's brought us.
Thank you.
If you had perfect faith tonight, you sitting back there in the audience, you could receive the Holy Ghost sitting right there. But your faith may not be quite that strong tonight. But if you can just believe, if I can get to the altar and the people can pray for me and lay their hands upon me and pray around me and talk to God for me, I can get the Holy Ghost. Some folks have got the Holy Ghost riding down the road in the car. Some gets it in the vestry. Some have got it in the cotton field. Some folks have got it in the kitchen washing dishes.
Right.
But I didn't get it that way. I was begging and pleading and calling on God and snot running down my nose. And Sister Cypress was begging and pleading and crying and wondering if I was ever going to pray through. And Sister Rogers and the whole bunch over there was worried and concerned and pleading with God. But somehow or another, I believed that God would hear my prayer. Praise God. Praise God. Praise
God.
Take what faith you've got tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One man cried out and Jesus said to him, if thou canst believe. Then he said, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Thought, oh God, help me to believe. I know you can do it. I know you're going to do it. Revival will come. Revival has come. Hallelujah. And all the forces of hell can't stop us from going on with revival meeting. Because all is well. All is well. All is well. Thank God. Thank God. Could you say it with me tonight? All is well. Everything's all right. Everything's going to be all right. I feel like hollering tonight like that old fellow that sang up in General Conference. What do you think about Jesus?
He's all right.
Thank God. I feel about like that colored fellow in Grand Rapids when he sang that song about the one lost sheep. And I could contain myself pretty good till he got down there and screamed out. He said, I was that one lost sheep.
Yeah.
And I thought they don't care that place up. He put them white folks to shout. Praise God. Oh, thank God. I was that one lost. To love God tonight. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I wandered far away from God.
Glory.
But now I'm coming home. The path of sin.
Come right on. Everyone that wants something from God, come right on and seek God. Seek Him tonight. Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Lord, I'm coming home. Hallelujah. Come right on. Oh, coming. If you want something from God tonight, come right on. Men, women, boys, girls, visitors or regular people, come on. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. I feel God here tonight, folks. I do. Glory.